Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Alongside Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tirando, and we welcome you into Longhorns basketball. Another holiday edition of basketball here from the ranch. An afternoon start, a 3 o'clock tip-off here at George Ranch. It's the 14-2 Longhorns playing host to the 13-8 A-Leaf Taylor Lions. This will be game number 3 for both clubs in district play. George Ranch is 2-0 in 23-6A play. And the Taylor Lions are 1-1. They are tied for third in district play with Hastings, Pearland, and Elsick. And next time they lace up the sneakers will be next Tuesday night at A-Leaf Hastings. George Ranch, after this game, travels down to Pearland to play Dawson on Tuesday night. That's also a 7 o'clock tip-off. George Ranch is tied with Dawson for the top spot in 23-6A play at 2-0. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll have more on our pregame show. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, waiting on the opening tip, the Longhorns and the Lions from A-Leaf Taylor High School. Let's talk about District 23-6A, George Ranch on top with a 2-0 record, tied with Pearland Dawson, also at 2-0. George Ranch overall record 14-2, and then Dawson 15-5. And then, as we mentioned, four teams, including A-Leaf Taylor, are tied for third place at 1-1. That's Pearland, Hastings, Taylor, and Elsick. And then Strake Jesuit at 0-2, Brazoswood at 0-2 in district play. So game number 3 coming up for everybody on this district schedule. After the holidays, George Ranch included, teams were playing non-district opponents. And now we're back on district play, and it'll be district play from here on out until the mid to latter part of February. And we'll see how these teams stack up, and the top four will head on to UIL by district play at the end of February and into early March. Looking at our spotter sheet, got a lot of highlights, a lot of yellow around Noah Thomason and DeLon Dean, the two leaders on this ball club, the two seniors. Noah Thomason leads the district and certainly leads the team in scoring, averaging more than 22 points a game. DeLon Dean not far behind at 17.3 points per game. He's third in 23-6A play with that scoring average. And then coming down from there a little bit in single figures, a little more than 4 points a game for Dominic Dixon, 3.7 points a game for Stephen Woods and Ori Limbrick, 5.2 points a game for Devin Davis, Evan Amin, 3.5, Ben Taylor, 1.3, and Ezekiel Wandy, 2.2 points a game. Charlie Jones told us this at the beginning of the year, that he was focusing, counting on those two seniors to be his leaders. They would run this ball club, move this ball club through the schedule, and so far that's worked perfectly. Longhorns are 14-2 overall as they start this game this afternoon with the Taylor Lions. Longhorns will be looking for their fourth win in a row, against the Taylor Lions, but they're also looking for their 11th win in a row, dating back to the last four district games of last season here at the ranch. You find it easy to play in front of their home fans, like most ball clubs do, but they've enjoyed a lot of success, and Charlie Jones and his club looking for their 11th win in a row here at the ranch, dating back to those last four games of the 2018 basketball season. Take another break here. When we come back, we got starting lineups. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
You're listening to another live broadcast of George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball with Tom Tirando and student broadcaster Darren Bradby on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Darren will be along in just a second. I'm Tom Tirando. Here are the starting lineups for the two ball clubs this afternoon. First, we'll start with the A-Leaf Taylor Lions. They're 13-8 overall, 1-1 in 23-6A play. Their head coach is Jeff Dornford. They'll start a 6'6 junior Blessing Adesipi. Another 6'6 senior, Jason Udalisa. A 6'2 junior, Philip Moore. A 6'3 senior, Dana Barnes. And a 6'3 senior, Mike Adelabu. It's Blessing Adesipi, Jason Udalisa, Philip Moore, Dana Barnes, and Mike Adelabu. The starting five for the A-Leaf Taylor Lions. They have 10 men on their bench. Do the Taylor Lions, 5 juniors and 5 seniors. Jeff Dornford is starting 1 junior, 2 juniors, and 3 seniors this afternoon. On the other side of the scorebook, the George Ranch High School Longhorns at 14-2. Their head coach is Charlie Jones. A very familiar starting lineup for you Longhorns fans. A 5'10 sophomore, Ori Limbrick. 6'4 senior, Devin Davis. 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason. 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean. And a 6'5 senior, Ezekiel Wandy. Ori Limbrick, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, Ezekiel Wandy. The starting five for the George Ranch High School Longhorns this afternoon here at the ranch. In JV play, right before this ball game, it was George Ranch 46 and the Taylor Lions JV ball club 32. Longhorns winning their third district game in as many starts on the JV level. We've yet to hear how the Lady Longhorns did this afternoon. Their tip-off was at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm without my telephone, which means feels like, you know, one or both of my arms have been cut off. But I'm without the telephone, so somebody can jump on Twitter and tweet that out. We'd appreciate it so we can pass that along to the listeners here. In women's basketball in 23-6A. It's 3-0 A-Leaf Elsick, 3-1 Pearland, 2-1 Taylor, 2-1 George Ranch, 2-2 A-Leaf Hastings, Dawson at 0-3, and Brazoswood at 0-4. George Ranch over at Taylor this afternoon in women's basketball. Overall, Lady Longhorns are 14-6. Taylor 14-8 prior to their tip-off this afternoon over at the home of the Lady Lions, rather. Take another break here. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281 937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, ready to tip things off here at the ranch. Starting five again for Aleef Taylor, Blessing Adesipi, Jason Udalisa, Philip Moore, Dana Barnes, and Mike Adelabu. On the other side for George Ranch, Ori Limbrick, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, Ezekiel Wandy for the Longhorns. Ezekiel Wandy will jump things up for George Ranch. See who his counterpart will be here in a second. Looks like it will be 6'6 junior Blessing Adesipi. Blessing Adesipi and Ezekiel Wandy jumping things up for their respective clubs. George Ranch will be moving right to left in the first half of this ball game. Across your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us this afternoon, we're glad you joined us. Ball is in the air, slapped around, and into the hands of the Taylor Lions. Philip Moore over to Mike Adelabu. Adelabu to Jason Udalisa. Around the horn to Dana Barnes. Barnes out top to Udalisa, and he throws it out of bounds. Can't make connections. First turnover of the afternoon goes to the Taylor Lions. Walking things up, the playmaker, the man who handles the basketball each time down court is Noah Thomason. Now over to Wandy, back to Noah Thomason on the left side. Little short jumper is off the iron. Cleared off the boards by Mike Adelabu. Adelabu around the horn to Philip Moore. Then in the corner to Udalisa. Udalisa out top to Dana Barnes. Off balance shot is good by Dana Barnes. And the Lions are on the board. Longhorns give the ball to Ori Limbrick out top. Limbrick finds Wandy at the top of the key. 30-footer on its way and good by DeLon Dean. And the Longhorns take the one-point lead, 3-2. Had a chance to talk to Jeff Dernford before the game, and he was talking about how DeLon Dean really upsets the defense. You can't play a zone on him because he shoots from so far out. And that opportunity presented itself early for DeLon. Mike Adelabu puts up the shot, no good. Cleared off the boards by Limbrick. Limbrick again to DeLon Dean. Same spot, different result this time. And that one cleared off the boards by Philip Moore. Mike Adelabu around to Dana Barnes. Barnes inside the lane. Jump shot is good by Dana Barnes. He has all 4 points. And it's 4-3, Taylor Lions. A jump shot from the free throw line by Noah Thomason. No good. Good rebound and the feed by Wandy to a streaking Thomason. And it's 5-4, George Ranch. Three-pointer by DeLon Dean. A basket by Noah Thomason. That's the score so far on George Ranch's side. Dana Barnes with all 4 points for the Lions. Underneath is Barnes. He puts up an off-balance shot. No good. But the follow is by Udalisa. Once again, lead changes by one. It's 6-5 Lions. Down low to Devin Davis. But he's fouled. Foul whistled against Blessing Adesipi, his first. At the free throw line is Devin Davis. Davis, a 38% free throw shooter for George Ranch. First one on its way and good by Devin Davis. We're tied at 6, 5-12 left in the first quarter. Next free throw by Davis. Good again. A little pressure put on by the Longhorns, but broken quickly by Philip Moore. Gets the ball across to Mike Adelabu. Adelabu works out top on Ezekiel Wandy near the top of the key. Now kicks it over to Philip Moore. Moore to Dana Barnes. Barnes at the free throw line. Noah Thomason on him. Now back out to Philip Moore. And the Lions try to reset their approach to the basket. Adelabu drives the baseline in the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. And it's no good, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Ezekiel Wandy, his first. Free throw on its way and good by Adelabu. His first point of the afternoon. Things are tied again at 7. In for George Ranch is the 6'2 senior Evan Amin. Next free throw on its way, same result. Couple points by Mike Adelabu, and it's 8-7 Lions. To Wandy in the three-point area. Loses control of the basketball. First turnover for George Ranch. And a drive on the basket again by Adelabu. And again, he's fouled by George Ranch. He'll head back to the free throw line. Dominique Dixon with his first personal foul. Next free throw a little bit too hard and kicked out. Blessing Adesapi is out. Jason Udalisa back in for the Taylor Lions. Next free throw on its way, and that one's good. Adelabu is 3-for-4 from the free throw line, the early going here. It's 9-7. Taylor by 2. Out to Wandy. The give to Noah Thomason on the left side. Thomason shovels a pass over to Stephen Woods, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. Second turnover for George Ranch. No pressure now exhibited by Charlie Jones's club. And Philip Moore just walks that one across the center stripe. A good heads-up play there by Adelabu. He was in the air, couldn't do anything with the basketball, but threw it off one of the Longhorns and out of bounds. So we'll reset with the Lions taking it out under their own basket. Slap of the basketball by Adelabu. He gets it into Milton Massey, who's in now, the 6'3 senior. Back to Adelabu. Turnaround jump shot is good. It's 11-7, biggest lead of the afternoon by anybody. Taylor leads by 4. Amin with the basketball out top. A little shovel pass to Noah Thomason. Thomason to the left side. Now a jump shot from the free throw line. That rims in and out. Rebound by Milton Massey. Gives it over to Philip Moore. Moore around the horn to Adelabu, back to Massey. Now up top to Philip Moore. Try to force it inside, and it's knocked away by the Longhorns. Second turnover by the Lions. Way out top is DeLon Dean. He backs up a few steps. Try to get a little bit of space in between he and the defender. Down low to Evan Amin. Turnaround shot is good by Evan. It's 11-9. Good feed underneath, and a good hook shot there by Evan Amin to drop that one in. Adelabu to Milton Massey on the far side. Amin on him. Over to Philip Moore. Moore has drawn Steven Woods on him. Now the ball given to Udalisa, and Udalisa heads to the basket. He's fouled by Steven Woods, his first. Udalisa with a basket this afternoon. First opportunity at the free throw line. And that first one is short off the front of the rim. Next free throw rattles in and out. So Udalisa does not convert on either free throw. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions. George Ranch and Noah Thomason bring the ball up over to Evan Amin. And now to DeLon Dean on the far wing. Out top, near the top of the key to Steven Woods. Around to Noah Thomason, who drives down the lane. Kicks it out to Woods. Three-pointer on its way, and that is an air ball cleared off by Mike Adelabu. Adelabu over to Dana Barnes. Barnes has Amin on him right in front of the Longhorns bench. Now a drive on the basket by Jason Udalisa. And a foul called. Foul whistled against Dominique Dixon, his second. Ben Taylor, a 6'4 junior, ready to check in for George Ranch. He does that, and he'll give Dominique Dixon a blow here early in the first quarter. 1:39 left. Lions by two. Ball inbound underneath. Turnaround jump shot is good by Jason Udalisa. He's got 4 points, and the lead now is back up to four. That's the greatest one by either club this afternoon. Into Amin. Over to Noah Thomason. Thomason drives through the pick set by Evan Amin. And a offensive foul called by Ben Taylor underneath, his first. Philip Moore with the left-hand dribble walks it across the timeline. Now he kind of walks right into throwing the ball away. Third turnover into the hands of DeLon Dean, who lays it up and in. DeLon Dean with 5 points, and the lead is down to two, 13-11. Shot put up by Dana Barnes. He gets his own rebound, kicks it back out top so the Lions can reset their offense. Now a drive down on the baseline by Jason Udalisa, and he's fouled underneath. Steven Woods with the personal foul, his second, and his opposite number at the free throw line, Jason Udalisa, with 4 points. Free throw is up and good. Corey Limbrick checks in. Steven Woods has a seat. Second free throw is a little too strong, cleared off the boards by Ben Taylor. Now into the hands of Noah Thomason. 30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Over to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Ben Taylor. That's no good. Rebound by Evan Amin. And he loses it out of bounds. Three turnovers for George Rantz. Same number for the Lions in the early going. Barnes is in. Abayomi. Bassett Abayomi checks out for the Lions. Now into the hands of Philip Moore. A little bit of pressure applied by George Ranch. They break that pressure and get it into the zone. Three-pointer on its way from Philip Moore. That's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Paylor Lions 15, George Ranch 11. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Here's first quarter scoring for George Ranch. 5 points by DeLon Dean, and then two each by Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, and Evan Amin. Three turnovers for George Ranch in the first quarter. On the other side of the ledger, 5 points by Jason Udalisa. 4 points by Milton Massey. Check that, Dana Barnes. And Mike Adelabu also with 5 points. And three turnovers for the Lions in the first quarter. Same for the Longhorns. All right, right-hand dribble by Stephen Woods to give to Noah Thomason. Thomason drifts towards the left side. Tries to get in on Blessing Adesipi and can't do that. Loses control of the basketball. Fourth turnover for the Longhorns into the hands of Phillip Moore. Moore to Victor King, who's in the lineup now for Jeff Dernford's ball club. And a tie-up on the far side. Ori Limbrick tied up Victor King with the basketball. The award, though, goes back to the Lions. King slaps the basketball, gets some movement. Phillip Moore has the inbound pass, and he throws it away right over the Longhorn bench into the stands. And the fourth turnover for the Lions. It's 14-11. Longhorns down by three with the basketball. 7:19 left before halftime. Noah Thomason on the right side to Wandy in the corner. Thought about the three. Kicked it out to Noah Thomason. Thomason drifts outside. Lets a three-pointer fly, and that's good. Noah Thomason with 5 points. That ties things up at 14. Second three-point effort by the Longhorns this afternoon. DeLon Dean opened the scoring for George Ranch with a 30-foot three-pointer. Phillip Moore on the far side, guarded by Thomason with the ball. This one stolen away by DeLon Dean. And then a foul whistled against Jason Udalisa, his first, as he kind of forced DeLon Dean out of bounds. So five turnovers for the Lions. George Ranch has the basketball. Ezekiel Wandy will kick it in to Noah Thomason. Thomason on the left side. Good. Three-pointer on its way, and that one is good again by Noah Thomason. George Ranch by three now, 17-14. Biggest lead of the game was the Lions with four. They did that twice. Drive on the basket by Victor King. That one bounces around, no good. Ripped off the boards by Ezekiel Wandy. Wandy to Noah Thomason. Thomason again to the free throw line. Jump shot on its way, no good. Hit the back iron. And the rebound pulled down by Jason Udalisa. Now ahead to Dana Barnes. Barnes inside the lane. Puts up the shot, and it's good. Dana Barnes with points number 5 and 6 on the afternoon. Longhorns by 1 now, 17-16. Thomason to DeLon Dean. Dean steps back, tries to put up the three. It's blocked into the hands of Dana Barnes, who takes it the other direction and slams it home. He's got 8 points, and the Lions lead by one, 18-17. DeLon Dean tried a step back three. It was blocked, and then Barnes got his own block and went down the other end and slammed it home for the Lions. Out top, Noah Thomason. Thomason goes down the right side, can't do anything with it, kicks it out top. Now down low to Wandy. Wandy to the corner to Devin Davis, who nails a jump shot from the corner. That's a three-pointer for Davis. And it's 2018. Longhorns back on top by two. Over to Jason Udalisa. Stolen away by Wandy. Wandy to the other end. Lays it up and in. Ezekiel Wandy with his first basket. And Ezekiel Wandy leads 23-6A in steals. He averages about 2.5 steals a game. And he showed why just there. He interrupted that pass by Udalisa and then took it the other direction and laid it up and in for George Ranch. 6 turnovers for the Lions and a 4-point lead for George Ranch, 22-18. We'll update our scoring here. Devin Davis with 5. Noah Thomason with 8. DeLon Dean with 5. Evan Amin with 2. And that last lay-in by Ezekiel Wandy. He's got 2 points. On the other side, Udalisa with 5. 8 by Milton, Dana Barnes, rather. And then 5 by Mike Adelabu. And that's the 18-point scored by the Lions. Good district basketball game here this afternoon at the Ranch. And since you're not here, we're glad you joined us today on GRHSI Radio. Little spin move down low by Blessing Adesipi. And that one goes off, taken off the boards by Noah Thomason, and a three-pointer drained on the other end by Devin Davis, his second in a row. 25-18, biggest lead this afternoon by either club. Longhorns by 7. Phillip Moore on the right side. He kicks it out to Milton Massey. Massey puts up the jumper. No good. Knocked around. Gets his own rebound and lays it up and in. Milton Massey on the board for the Lions. Longhorns by 5 now. 25-20. Action heating up here at the Ranch as George Ranch drained a couple threes, some steals, a lay-in by Wandy, and the Longhorns stretch that out to a 7-point lead. Now it's down to 5. Limbrick with the backwards dribble as he sets things up for George Ranch. Down the lane, lays it up, and no good. But he's fouled down low. Foul whistled against Milton Massey, his first. At the free throw line, Ori Limbrick. Limbrick trying to get on the board here this afternoon. He averages about 3.5 points, 3.7 points a game. First free throw on its way, no good. Trying to get in on this scoring that has really exploded here in the second quarter. Longhorns with 4 three-pointers in the second quarter. Next free throw on its way. That one hung on the rim and fell out. 25-20. Longhorns by 5. Mike Adelabu with the basketball. Limbrick on him. Delabu tries the lane. Now kicks it out top to Phillip Moore. Three-pointer on his way. No good. Rebound down low by Blessing Adesipi. Adesipi tries to get a pass over to Milton Massey. That one goes out of bounds. 7 turnovers now for the Lions. Longhorns still with 4. Charlie Jones is up and a whistle to his club to get their attention. Now we're ready to go. In the corner to DeLon Dean. Drives a baseline. Can't do anything there. Flips it back out to Wandy. Drives on the basket. Gives it down low to Davis. He has that shot blocked. Into the hands of Limbrick. Now to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer is good. DeLon Dean with 8 points. 2 3-pointers this afternoon for DeLon. Biggest lead of the afternoon now is 8, 28-20. Longhorns lead the Lions. Inside 2 minutes to play before halftime. Once again, this game is moving along quickly. Especially action here in the second quarter. Drive on the basket is no good by Mike Adelabu, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Noah Thomason, his first. Delabu, first free throw is good. He's got 6 points. Lead down to 7. Next free throw on its way. This one off the back iron, no good. Scramble for the basketball, still scrambling. And now on the floor, two guys on the floor. And see how they sort this one out. And they're going to whistle a personal foul on Milton Massey, his second. A little too aggressive diving for that basketball. Into the hands of George Ranch, and Noah Thomason gives it over to Wandy. Wandy to Thomason. Thomason, little off-balance shot is good. Noah Thomason with the turnaround. Kind of a little lay-in by Noah. 9-point lead, 30-21. Mike Adelabu, the 6'3 senior with the basketball. Now over to Jason Udalisa. Udalisa to Mike Adelabu. Adelabu has Noah Thomason on him. Noah forcing him way outside past that 5 second line. Now he gets it in a down low to Philip Moore. Moore back out top to Milton Massey. To Dana Barnes. Barnes off balance shot in the lane. No good. Rebound after it hit the rim by Noah Thomason. Thomason to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way. No good. No foul called there. Wandy with the rebound and a foul whistled against the Lions. It's Jason Udalisa with his second personal foul. No bonus situation there, so the Longhorns will trigger the inbound under their own basket. Thomason looking for somebody to get it into. Gets it to Wandy. Wandy on the far side, and he traveled. Turnover number 5 for George Ranch. Kind of dragged that pivot foot as he went back and forth, trying to find somebody to get the ball to. He was hemmed in on some good defense by the Lions. DeLon Dean will pick up Philip Moore as he crosses midcourt. Now to Adesipi. Adesipi on the far wing. Drive on the basket is no good by Philip Moore. Second shot is no good. Ball is out of bounds. Last touch. The referees say by George Ranch. Everybody else in attendance who's not associated with the Lions thinks the Lions touched it last. Adelabu gets it in to Dana Barnes. Shot is on its way. That's an air ball. And that horn triggers the end of the second quarter. George Ranch 30, Taylor Lions 21. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league
that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio.
Woo! Well, it's always a good day when the scorebook balances out at these junctures, so this must be a good day because we are right on it this afternoon. Scoring so far in the ball game through halftime, 10 points for Noah Thomason, 8 points each for Devin Davis and DeLon Dean, a basket by Evan Amin, and a basket by Ezekiel Wandy. That's the scoring for George Ranch, who lead this one at half 30-21. They lead by 9, 5 turnovers so far for George Ranch. And again, in that game the other day that we did, against Cinco Ranch, George Ranch finished with just 11 turnovers, much to the delight of Charlie Jones, and they're on their way to another low number in that category again this afternoon with just 5 here at half. On the other side of the ledger, Dana Barnes with 8. 5 for Jason Udalisa. 6 points for Mike Adelabu, and a basket by Milton Massey, and that's the scoring, 21 points by the Taylor Lions here at half. George Ranch down by 3 at the end of the first quarter, 14-11. Then they outscored, the Longhorns did, outscored the Lions 19-7 in the second quarter, and that's the 9-point lead that we're looking at now. Longhorns 30 and the Taylor Lions 21. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952. Continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asperton. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhyme's and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at the ranch. I got this score from Reggie Dunn. Lady Longhorns victorious against the Taylor Lions this afternoon over at the home of the Lions. Score he passed along, although there's a little bit of question about it, but the Longhorns won. Score he passed along, 71-49. We'll just note the win and then try and confirm the score later on. That victory for the Lady Longhorns is victory number 15. They are, check that. Make sure I'm looking at the right one. I was looking at the men. Victory number 15. 15-6 for Shalisha Pierce's Lady Longhorns, now 3-1 in 23-6A play in women's basketball. Lady Longhorns a winner over at Taylor this afternoon. I believe the score 71-49. Third victory in district play. 3-1 now. And then, as we said, their 15th victory overall in women's basketball, 15-6 for George Ranch. They will be home on Tuesday night. We'll be here. 6:45 is our airtime on GRHS iRadio. 7 o'clock, the opening tip. And George Ranch will play host to Dawson, the Lady Longhorns, and the Lady Eagles on Tuesday night right here at George Ranch, 6:45 airtime, 7 o'clock opening tip from the ranch.
Harold and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671. Or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond, or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
All right, thank you, ladies. Back at the gym, Longhorns lead by 9:30. To 21, about 40 seconds left in the halftime. Both teams going through some warm-ups again. Longhorns got scoring from their usual players. Noah Thomason with 10, 8 each by Devin Davis and DeLon Dean. And a basket by Evan Amin, and a basket by Ezekiel Wandy. And that's the scoring so far for the Longhorns. Leading scorer on the other side is Dana Barnes with 8. Longhorns looking to pick up win number 11 in a row, dating back to the last four games here at George Ranch in the 2017-2018 season. So looking to extend that unbeaten streak here at the ranch to 11 games and extend their winning streak here in 18-19 to four in a row. They came into this one at 14-2. Taylor Lions at 13-8. George Ranch will inbound on the far side, this time moving left to right in the second half. The ball to DeLon Dean. Dean, a jump shot, but he's hammered. In the third quarter, we'll start with DeLon Dean at the free throw line and the second personal foul on Blessing Adesipi. Dean with 8 points as he stands there at the line. Free throw on its way and good by Dean. DeLon, a 92% free throw shooter, making 22 of 24. And you can add these two more, so 24 of 26 from the line. It's 32-21. Down in the corner to Jason Udalisa. Udalisa has Noah Thomason on him. Kicks it out to Dana Barnes. Three-pointer on its way. That one's short. Cleared out of the air by Noah Thomason. Three-pointer on its way by Dean. That one is no good. Dean pulled up just outside the three-point line. Had nobody under the basket, but he let one go and didn't draw anything. Finally, hit off one of the Lions and out of bounds. Noah Thomason will inbound. Gets it into Dean. Another three-pointer from the corner, and that one is good. DeLon Dean again with the three-pointer. Thirteen points for Dean. The lead is 14. Biggest lead of the afternoon by either club. 35-21. To Dana Barnes. Barnes down low to Mike Adelabu. Adelabu puts it on the floor. Now kicks it out to Jason Udalisa. Three-pointer on its way. No good from the top of the key. Rebound to Devin Davis. Davis over to Noah Thomason. Thomason will dribble over by the Longhorn bench. Listen to something Charlie Jones has to say. Now he's off to the far side. Dean, another three-pointer. That one rims in and out to Wandy. Back to Dean. Three-pointer rims in and out again. Two consecutive three-pointers spin around the rim and come out for DeLon Dean. To Dana Barnes. Turnaround jump shot at the other end. No good. The rebound initially by Wandy. He has it taken away into the hands of Noah Thomason. Thomason stutter step dribble. Now lays it up. No good. Kicked around to Davis, to Wandy, to Noah Thomason. And Thomason will dribble back outside and reset things for George Ranch. They lead by 14, 35-21. To DeLon Dean, three-pointer. No good. Off the iron. Rebound by Philip Moore. Moore ahead to a streaking Dana Barnes, who lays it up and in. Barnes with 8 points. ...35-23, Longhorns by 12. Noah Thomason on the far side. Devin Davis from the corner. That one is too long and taken out of the air by Blessing Adesipi. Adesipi to Mike Adelabu. Adelabu, Udalisa. He drives on the basket, lays it up and in. Jason Udalisa with 7 points. 15-point lead, or 14-point lead, rather, down to 10, 35-25. Longhorns with the three-point bug. None of them are drawing the bottom of the net. And the Lions have capitalized on that. Now down to Dana Barnes. Barnes over to Philip Moore. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound. And then taken away by the Lions from Ori Limbrick. And the tap-in is good by Philip Moore. Moore with 4 points. Lead basically cut in half. It's down to 8, 35-27. Cross court to Limbrick. Back over to Noah Thomason on the far side. He draws a double team. Now over to Limbrick as Limbrick and Thomason play catch outside. Now to Noah Thomason. He drives down, loses control of the basketball. Seventh turnover for George Ranch. To Philip Moore. Moore drives, gives it off to Dana Barnes, who slams it home. Barnes with 10 points. That 15-point lead is down to 6. Thomason back over to Ori Limbrick. The man in between is Philip Moore. And the Longhorns lose control of the ball again into the hands of the Lions. Three-pointer on its way from Philip Moore. No good. The rebound, the putback, also no good by Barnes, but put back again by Blessing Adesipi, and that is good. It's Adesipi's first 2 points, and the lead is down to 4, 35-31. Surprised Charlie Jones has not called a timeout and kind of get this momentum broken, because the Lions certainly have it. Thomason tries the far side. Now a backwards dribble over to Wandy. Back over to Noah Thomason. Thomason to Wandy. To Thomason, three-pointer on its way, in and out. Rebounded by Micah Delabu. 35-31, 15-point lead now down to 4. And a timeout is called, but not by the Longhorns, by Jeff Dernford. But Charlie Jones will certainly make use of this. Longhorns 35, Lions 31. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Live George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball at GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hee-haw!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, let's set things up for you. Longhorns had a 9-point lead coming into the third quarter, 30-21. That went up to 15 points before the Lions took control, hit baskets, coupled by Adelabu, one by Milton Massey, and then one each by Udalisa and Adesipi. Now the lead is down to 4, 35-31. Lions have the ball, 2:30 left in the third quarter. See what Charlie Jones's message was and see what the Longhorns do. Lions, Udalisa kicks it back out to Dana Barnes. Better defense here now by the Longhorns following that timeout. To Adelabu. He drives on the right side, blows the layup. Ball knocked around into the hands of George Ranch. Ninth turnover for the Lions. To DeLon Dean. Three-pointer is no good. Off the iron and out of bounds. Last touch by the Longhorns. Each team with 9 turnovers. Adelabu, cross court to Deontay Elder, who's in the ball game. He's a 5'9 junior for Haley Taylor. Over to Dana Barnes. Barnes to a streaking Udalisa, tries a layup, no good. And picked out of the air by Devin Davis. Check that. It was Dominic Dixon with the rebound. Over to Noah Thomason. Thomason drives down the lane to DeLon Dean, who is along the baseline. Dean kicks it way out top to Wandy. Now to Noah Thomason. Back to Wandy. And the Longhorns will set things up. Trying to draw the defense way out, away from the basket. They do that to some in some regard. To DeLon Dean. Off-balance shot is no good, but he's fouled. The foul might be on Deontay Elder is first. At the free throw line is DeLon Dean. Next free throw on its way and good coming into this game. DeLon Dean, a 92% free throw shooter at 22 for 24. He's now 3 for 3. And you can make that 4 for 4 as he converts on both of those. It's 37-31, lead up to 6 now for the Longhorns. This one down into the near corner to Udalisa. Udalisa on the far side to Dana Barnes. He drives the baseline. And he's fouled by Ezekiel Wandy. No, check that by DeLon Dean is first. Ball inbounded to Deontay Elder. Elder looking for a pass he can make. Just dribbles back out, way out top to reset things for the Lions. Now to a streaking Dana Barnes. Barnes, the hook shot, no good. Cleared off the boards by Dominique Dixon over to Ezekiel Wandy. The big 6'5 senior walks it across the center stripe and puts it in the hands of Stephen Woods. Woods has that one stolen away by Dana Barnes. Drives on the left side, lays it up and in. 12 points for Barnes. Referees ask Deontay Elder to take off some jewelry before play continues. He does that at the far end. Are the Longhorns. Dixon into DeLon Dean. Dean walks it across. Now gives it to Noah Thomason. Thomason draws a double team on his side. That ball almost stolen away. Off balance shot by Woods. And that's the end of the third quarter. Longhorns 37. And the Taylor Lions 33. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
All right, scoring through three quarters of play. DeLon Dean with 15, Noah Thomason 10, Devin Davis with 8, and a basket each for Evan Amin and Ezekiel Wandy. That's the 37 points scored by the Longhorns through three quarters of play. Longhorns outscored by the Lions 12-7 here in the third quarter. And we'll update the scoring here for the Lions when we get an opportunity to do that. Driving on the basket, Adesipi. And he has that ball swatted away. But also, he's called for the offensive foul, his third. He drove the basket strong on DeLon Dean, but a little bit too strong. And drew the offensive foul here. 12 points by Mike Adelabu. 8 points by Dana Barnes. 7 by Udalisa. Shot by Noah Thomason. Kind of a floater. Laid up and in. Thomason with 12. In the corner, jump shot by Udalisa is off. Whistled against DeLon Dean. His second of the afternoon. At the free throw line, Jason Udalisa. First one rattles in and comes out. Yeah, 4 points to continue with the scoring by Milton Massey, and then two by Blessing Adesipi. Second free throw is good by Udalisa. He's got 8 points. Longhorns by 5, 39-34, 7-12 left in the basketball game here at George Ranch this afternoon. A foul on the far side against Jason Udalisa, his third. Kind of forced Stephen Woods out of bounds on the far side with his knee, not giving Barnes any room to work to Noah Thomason. Thomason out top. Now the backwards dribble as he retreats to that corner between the center stripe and the out-of-bounds line on the far side. Foul whistled against Adesipi, his fourth. And at the line, shooting 3 free throws, is Noah Thomason. Thomason with 12. Make that 13 as the first free throw settles in. Thomason, leading scorer in the district, and certainly on the Longhorns, a little more than 22 points a game. Second free throw is good. Devin Davis checks in, and out is Dominique Dixon. Third free throw on its way from Thomason. Same result as the last two. 42-34 lead back up to 8. Noah Thomason, 63% free throw shooter before he nailed all 3 of those. So his average will go up from the line. Mike Adelabu working on Thomason. Now over to Philip Moore. Adesipi back to Moore. Moore drives into the Longhorn defense, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by DeLon Dean. Lions will inbound on the far side. Slap of the basketball by Adelabu. Gets it in to Philip Moore. Moore over to Blessing Adesipi. Adesipi with a good feed down low to Udalisa, who lays it up and in. And he's fouled. The foul was on Ezekiel Wandy, his second. Udalisa nails the free throw, turning that into a 3-point play. ...42-37, Longhorns by 5. Udalisa with 11 points on the afternoon to Noah Thomason. Over to Stephen Woods. Woods finds Davis down low. Now back out top around the horn. Back to Stephen Woods. He's got DeLon Dean in the far corner. Now he's hemmed in on the double team. Dean turns, 3-pointer on its way, and good. DeLon Dean with his fourth 3-pointer of the afternoon. 45-37, lead up to 8. Adelabu drives the lane, has the ball knocked away from him, but then off Devin Davidson out of bounds. Lions will inbound under their own basket. 5:22 left in the ball game. Ball in to Udalisa, guarded by Wandy. Give to Philip Moore. Back to Udalisa. Back to Moore. Moore on the far wing. Drives the basket. And he's fouled. Again, the foul on Wandy is third. At the free throw line, Philip Moore. First free throw is good. He's got 5 points. Lead is 7 for George Ranch, 45-38. Next free throw on its way, and that one's good as well. 6 points for Philip Moore. Noah Thomason will walk this one up. Inside 5 minutes to play in this 23-6A basketball game. George Ranch at 2-0 in the district. 1-1 for the Taylor Lions coming into this one. Blondine, three-pointer on its way from the far corner, and he nails that one. Fifth three-pointer of the afternoon for DeLon Dean. Shooting 36% on three-pointers, and that average also will go up this afternoon. Jump shot on its way by Massey, and that one is good by Philip Massey. Milton Massey, rather, with the three-pointer. And then a timeout is called. It's 48-42. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
All right, thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns 48, Taylor Lions 42, with 4:23 left in the basketball game. That last promo, Chris Elliott's favorite. He loves those castanets by the Diamonds there, down below the Lariats and their promo. All right, the inbound to Wandy. Wandy down low to Stephen Woods. Woods over to DeLon Dean with the lay-in. 50-42, Longhorns by 8. 23 points for number 23, DeLon Dean in the ball game. Drive on the basket by Barnes. He lays it up and in, and a foul. Foul whistled against Devin Davis, his first personal foul at the line. Dana Barnes, he's got 14 points. Free throw is short off the front iron, 50-44, Longhorns by 6. No pressure by the Lions. Noah Thomason brings the ball up. Now Durnford motions to one of his players to come on up and get the Noah Thomason, who goes around that man and lays it up and in. Noah Thomason with the lay-in. And another timeout is called. Short timeout called by Charlie Jones. We'll update the scoring. We have a chance here. 17 points by Noah Thomason. DeLon Dean with 23. 8 by Devin Davis. 2 each by Wandy and Evan Amin on the other side. 11 by Jason Udalisa. 9 by Milton Massey. 8 by Dana Barnes. And 14 by Mike Adelabu. Next week, Tuesday night, 23-6A plays on Tuesday and Friday nights. And next week, the Lions go over to A-Leaf Hastings. Longhorns go down to Pearland to play Dawson. Drive on the basket by Milton Massey, and he's so out of control, he loses it into the hands of Noah Thomason, who takes it all the way to the other end and lays it up and in. Noah Thomason with the lay-in. 54-44. Longhorn lead back to double figures at 10. Over to Philip Moore. Cross court to Udalisa. Jump shot on its way. No good. And Wandy got the rebound. And the foul. While attempting to clear some space underneath, the foul whistled against Devin Davis, his second, as he tried to move some people around underneath and position himself for the rebound. Couldn't do that. Now the Lions will inbound under their own basket. They get it into Philip Moore. He sends a jumper on its way. No good. Cleared off the boards by Stephen Wood. 2:45 left in the ball game. Longhorns by 10. To Noah Thomason. Thomason draws Mike Adelabu. Wandy tries to set a pick, but everybody moves through that. Thomason keeps control of the basketball. He's in that intersection again between the center stripe and the near out-of-bounds line. Now he drives on the basket, has that one knocked away. And a foul whistled at the other end against Ezekiel Wandy. And that's 4 personal fouls on Wandy. At the free throw line, Jason Udalisa. 11 points on him. Or for him, rather. First free throw on its way, and that one's good. He's got 12, and the lead is down to 9. Second free throw, that one's good. Another timeout called by the Lions this time. And it's a long timeout, so we'll take the break with them. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Always believe.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. Last couple minutes of play this afternoon in this 23-6A basketball game. The Longhorns playing host to the Taylor Lions. George Ranch trying to win their 4th in a row this year and their 11th in a row here at the ranch, dating back to the last 4 district games of last season. Ezekiel Wandy is hemmed in, and he's intentionally fouled. Charlie Jones wants to talk about this, as the Lions applied different pressure than they have at any other time in the game. Again, we can update some scoring while we have the chance. Devin Davis with 8. Noah Thomason, 19. DeLon Dean, 23, Evan Amin, Ezekiel Wandy with two apiece. On the other side, 13 points by Jason Udalisa. 9 points by Milton Massey. 8 by Dana Barnes. And 14, Mike Adelabu. And a basket by Blessing Adesipi. That's the scoring for the Lions. Wandy trying to get the ball in. Now calls a timeout. Wasn't really sure. He wanted to throw a Hail Mary pass down to DeLon Dean. He chose not to do that. Instead, he called a timeout with 2:09 left. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Again, both teams back out on the court after 3 timeouts, one by the Lions, one by Charlie Jones, and then Ezekiel Wandy called one when he couldn't get the ball in, so 3 consecutive timeouts with not much going on in between. But now we're ready. Wandy looks down court, finally gets it in to Devin Davis. Davis is double-teamed. He dribbles out of that to Noah Thomason. Thomason, little stutter step dribble, and he's fouled on his way to the basket. Foul whistled against Dana Barnes. His first on the afternoon. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason. First free throw is good. .55-46, Longhorns by 9. And you can kick that up to 10 as he nails the other free throw. He's 5 for 5 this afternoon from the free throw line and close to his average of 22 per game. He's got 21. Mike Adelabu. Over to Phillip Moore. Back to Adelabu. Back to Moore. In the corner to Deontay Elder. To Adelabu. Three-pointer on its way from the top of the key. No good. Rebound by Devin Davis. Davis gives the ball to DeLon Dean. Almost stolen away, but he gets it over to Devin Davis. Now to Noah Thomason. Way out top. They let Thomason drive on the basket. He feeds it down low. And that basket will not count. He fed it down low to Devin Davis. But the foul is called on Noah Thomason. An offensive foul. And now we'll see if... That's the second foul of the afternoon on Thomason. And I think Noah had a few things to say to the referee. And now the Lions... Well, maybe not. I think the referees just restored some order and told everybody to have a seat and everybody to calm down. And the Lions will just walk this one up over to Phillip Moore. I thought maybe there was a technical foul whistled against Noah Thomason. Three-pointer on its way from Massey. No good. That one off the rim. And Dean lets it go out of bounds. Now Wandy will try to inbound. Dean, instead of grabbing the basketball and maintaining the play, he let it go out of bounds. Wandy gets it into Devin Davis, and that one's stolen away to Udalisa. And Udalisa is fouled. See who the foul is on. It is on Ezekiel Wandy, and that's five in my book. We'll see if Wandy is on his way out of the game. Udalisa at the free throw line. First free throw is good. ...56-47. Longhorns by nine, inside a minute to play. 58.33 seconds. Next free throw on its way is good. Now again, a little bit of confusion. Referee is talking to Noah Thomason and Mike Adelabu about their play and their interaction with each other. Now he sends them both over to their respective benches and kind of clears the air on that. Referee chose to just talk to those two young men and kind of clear the air on their differences here as this game winds down, instead of calling a foul on either or both of them or a technical foul. He talked it out with them, sent them back to their benches, and the timeout continues. ...15 points for Jason Udalisa, 7, 9 points for Philip Moore. Check that, Milton Massey. 8 points for Dana Barnes, and 14 for Mike Adelabu. Adelabu had 12 coming out of the third quarter and just one basket here in the fourth quarter, and he's kind of holding at 14. ...21 points Noah Thomason, 23 points DeLon Dean, 8 points Devin Davis, and two each for Ezekiel Wandy and Evan Amin. Wandy will inbound. Long pass to Noah Thomason, and Thomason is fouled by Mike Adelabu. First foul of the afternoon by Adelabu. Free throw line, Noah Thomason. 5 for 5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. He's got 21 points. Make that 22, and that's his scoring average that he leads the district and the team with. Checking in, Milton Massey. And checking out, Deontay Elder. Thomason, left-handed free throw, hits the front iron and comes out. 6 for 7 this afternoon for Thomason from the line. Rebound to the Lions. Ahead to Milton Massey. Massey almost has that one knocked away. Good save over here by Dana Barnes. Barnes gets it to Philip Moore. Moore drives the left side. Little off-balance shot is good by Philip Moore. Moore's first 2 points of the afternoon. 57-50, Longhorns by 7. Taylor led 14-11 at the end of the first quarter. Longhorns outscored them 19-7 in the second quarter and took a 9-point lead into the locker room, 30-21. Longhorns 37 and the Lions 33 at the end of three. And now the Longhorn lead still 7 at 57-50 with 35 seconds left in the ball game. Longhorns travel down to Pearland next Tuesday night to play Dawson High School. Tip off at 7 o'clock. And the Lions go over to Alief Hastings. Ball thrown down court and taken by Stephen Woods. That one on the floor, taken away from the Longhorns. 11 turnovers for George Ranch. And now they return the favor. 10 turnovers for the Lions. Delon Dean, hemmed in by three guys, gets away. Gets the ball down to Wandy, who lays it up and in. Ezekiel Wandy with 4 points. And a steal by Dean. Dean thought about the three-pointer, but kicked it out to Stephen Woods. 2-1. That's the ball game here at George Ranch. Longhorns 59 and the A-Leaf Taylor Lions 50. We'll be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. You're listening live to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns 15-2 overall, 3-0 in district play. They've won their fourth game in a row this season and their 11th straight game here at George Ranch dating back to last season. Longhorns scoring went like this. Delon Dean with 23, Noah Thomason with 22, Devin Davis with 8, 4 by Ezekiel Wandy, and a basket by Evan Amin. Those are the 59 points scored by George Ranch this afternoon. On the other side, Jason Udalisa with 15. 14 by Mike Adelabu. 9 points by Milton Massey. 8 points by Dana Barnes. And then a basket by Philip Moore. And a basket by Blessing Adesipi. And that's the 50 points scored by the Taylor Lions here this afternoon. Lions fall to 13-8 on the year and 1-2 in district play. The Longhorns will travel over or down to Pearland next Tuesday night to play the Dawson Eagles. They were tied with the Eagles coming in here at 2-0 in district play and now at 3-0. See what Dawson has done this week, or done today, rather. But the Longhorns could be going in there and see if they can break the tie in 23-6A in the top spot. See if Charlie Jones is going to make his way up here or not. Frankly, I don't see him. Oh, there he is. He's being talked to by maybe Chad Washington from the Fort Bend Herald. Can't really tell who that is down there. But as soon as he's done there, he is always so good about coming up and talking to us, win or lose, on our GRHSI radio broadcast. So hopefully he'll make his way up here in a second. At fourth quarter, the lead had been whittled down after the third quarter to just 4 points. Longhorns led 37-33. But George Ranch outscored Taylor 22-17 in that last quarter to seal the game, 59-50. And here's Charlie Jones. He'll fit that headset on again.
I made it work a little bit tonight.
Wow. I'm going to take a breath here myself. So, tell me, what are some of your takeaways from this one?
I mean, it looked like for a second that we were going to run away for it there in the third quarter, and then their defense picked up. We missed some shots that we thought were going to go in, and I think it went from a 15-point lead to a 5-point lead so quickly. But for the kids to bounce back and not get into the officiating, the crowd, it was kind of a hostile environment, and everybody just did their role, and we got production from a lot of kids on the team.
It was 14-11 Lions after the first quarter. You guys outscored Taylor 19-7 in the second quarter and took a 9-point lead into the locker room. Third quarter, they outscored George Ranch 12-7, whittled that lead down to 4, and then 22-17, Longhorns outscored them and got the lead back up to 9.
And one of our goals is we try to keep teams under 10 or around 10 points a quarter. So even though the third quarter they won 12-7, since it wasn't a big scoring quarter, we could keep a little distance between the teams. And like I was telling Fort Bend Herald, it was just a great game for the kids. You know, that's 11 home wins in a row dating back to last year. And I told you we just try to protect our home court. And so far this year, we've protected our home court, and we put ourselves in a position to make the playoffs and win district.
As they usually do, your two big guys contributed well to the scoring. DeLon Dean with 23, Noah Thomason with 22. You got 8 from Devin Davis.
Yeah, the two guys that have been scoring around 20 points a game stepped up tonight, and everybody else did a great job. They might not have scored points, but they played defense. They rebounded. I mean, Aleph Taylor crashes the boards like crazy. You got to get in there and fight, and they fought tonight. And we needed everybody that played, and we needed the fans. The fans did a good job cheering us on, and it was a good holiday win.
Two guys in double figures for the Lions, Jason Udalisa with 15 and Mike Adelabu with 14.
Yeah, we know we talk about our double-digit goal, and we had two in double digits, but we kept the double digits under 15. So it was a pretty good defensive effort. We fouled a little bit too much for my liking, but like I said, they stayed together. They fought together. They listened to coaches, and Coach Dunford does a good job over there. They leave Taylor. He's been doing it for a long time. Made it to the regional final last year, so those guys have experience playing good basketball. But we came out with a good win. And at 15-2, 3-0 is one that matters. And going to Dawson next week, it doesn't get any easier.
I'll tell you what, the Lions crashed the boards a lot and got a lot of second and even third shots on their trips down court.
We talked about that all week. We said if we could limit offensive rebounds and transition points, we had a chance to win. We limited the transition points, but our offensive rebound coverage wasn't very good. But that's a testament to their coaching and to their kids. And it's a tough district to play in, but you got to be ready every night. But I think our preseason schedule prepared us for it. So I think we're going to be ready moving forward.
What are some of your advanced tips about Dawson?
Coach Barry, man, me and him talk all the time. I tell him I want to pick your brain. His whole program is great. They win at every level. No matter who he has on his team, they're going to come out and they're going to play good basketball as well. So that's the one team in our district we haven't beat yet. So the kids know it, and we're going to try to go down there and steal Wonder Pearland on Tuesday.
All right, congratulations. 15-2, 3-0 in the district, and we'll wait to hear how you do down at Dawson. We'll be here with the Lady Longhorns, see how they do against the Lady Eagles.
Shout out to the Lady Longhorns coming up with a big win against A. Lee Taylor. So we're trying to do some good things in basketball this year, boys and girls. Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. That's Charlie Jones. And the Longhorns pull out a 59-50 victory here at George Ranch. 15-2 overall, 3-0 in district play. And as you heard from the coach, it doesn't get any easier as they travel down to Dawson Tuesday night. We'll be here with the Lady Longhorns, but we'll certainly keep our ear to that game and pass it along to you as things progress down in Pearland. Final score again, George Ranch 59 and the Taylor Lions 50. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for listening. We'll be on the air Tuesday night at 6:45, 7 o'clock, opening tip, the Lady Longhorns and the Lady Eagles from Dawson High School. So long, everybody.